We like to do one little sith in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll start the Haggadah part. So we said like this. We said, "Ksiv shmartem es matzis mikan shetzrichim lishmar es achitin l'shem mitzvah matzis mitzvah." The person has a chiyuv. We have a chiyuv to really guard the matzis. Shlo yavoyu aleihem mayim uladas ktsas migdolei hapoiskim zechron l'vrocha tzrichim shmira zum mishas ktsira. From the time that it's already cut, it needs to be watched. Aval haminaku kapoiskim desagila b'shmira. The minhag for the regulars was that as long as it's watched from the time that it's ground. So that's regular matzah as we know it. And that's what most people had back in the day. People are really medaktik, so they try to get shmura matzah, which means it's guarded from the time of the cutting. That is proper. A person should also make sure, I mean, if you're on the farm or whatever, that the wheat stalks should not stay in the ground once they're white and they're totally ripe, because then if it rains while they're still outside, it already has a din that it's kilo, it's cut off, even though it's not cut down yet, but since it's fully ripe, it's a problem. They don't need the ground anymore. So it should be cut down while it is still a little bit green, while it's still not totally ripe. And if you could have shmura matzah the whole entire yantav, that would be amazing. But at least in love, royal loik al kolpanim lahader bezet lematzos shal haseder mishnei alaylas. Person should definitely try to keep shmura matzos for the leil seder. Baruch Hashem, I think most of us are able to have shmura matzah the entire Pesach. But if not, at least to have on that first to have on the first two nights of Pesach. Now I don't know if the olim's heard of Arizona matzos. There is, because of this chumra of making sure that they don't get wet, even once they're fully ripe, so people like to get some of the wheat from Arizona, because there it doesn't rain in the summer, so you know that it's totally, it's totally chametz free. I heard that the Belzers or the Satmers, they all go down there and they make a whole big cutting over there. In Eretz Yisrael also, it's pretty good. Most matzahs come from Israel, and there, hi Dovi, And there we also don't really have rain in the summer, so it kind of stays dry. Okay. We ended off yesterday with a question, which is, why don't we make a bracha on the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Which means that since there is a mitzvah, Higadta Levincha, so as one of the mitzvahs that we do, we should make a bracha before we start. Does anyone have an answer for us? Okay, everyone's quiet. Yehuda Abenson, you have an answer for us? Why the first night? Why there's no bracha? Oh, man. I'm trying to get you to talk.
Repeat the question again.
Yeah, we wanted to know why on the... When we're starting Magid, so we really should have a bracha of Yigadata Levincha. Why don't we start off saying a bracha, that you commanded us to say over the Haggadah, to say over Yigadata Levincha?
The first thing which comes to mind is the idea of we've got continued chiyuv to do it the whole year. You're going to make a bracha every minute.
Oh, I hear. But there seems to be a specific mitzvah that first night. So I'll tell you what the Maral says, that the mitzvah is really to feel that we were actually in Mitzrayim. Hi, Naftali. And the mitzvah is to feel that we were in Mitzrayim and we got out. We don't make brachas on feelings. So anytime you have a mitzvah of halal v'hoidah, hakar satoiv, it's bracha on the feeling. We don't make brachas on feelings. And that's the ikar mitzvah, is to really feel like we were in Mitzrayim and we got out on this night. And that's going to bring us to a point of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't make a bracha on that feeling. The Nesivah says a similar line, which is that you don't make a bracha on a bracha. For example, there's one bracha we have, which is Daraisa, which is the mitzvah of benching, right? We don't make a bracha that you commanded us to bench. We say the bracha is the thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't make a bracha on that. Since Iker, the whole Haggadah is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're not going to make a bracha on the thanking and praising Hashem. Okay, it's a little bit different. The Sfas Emes says that, I don't know if you thought about this, but before you go to be Mevaker Chaylim, do you make a bracha? Hashem, you gave us a mitzvah to be Mevaker Chaylim, or you do Gemilas Chasadim? You don't make a bracha on that. So some want to say that that pshat is because there's no end. There's no fixed
amount.
The mitzvah to pick up a little and shake it, so then there's a fixed amount. But when it's no fixed amount, which we know, you have the whole night, so there's no fixed amount. Mamela, there's no bracha on that.
Rabbi, can you mute everyone?
Yeah, I'm going to try that right now.
Everyone, please
mute your hamburger.
Hold on.
My bad.
I'm going to call Yankee Hamburger Heavy right now.
Yeah, you could call him. I think I'm muted now.
It was a mistake.
We're good now.
Yankee, disconnect, bro.
Okay. Are we okay? You hear me? Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Chassam Sofer says a little bit of a mechudishtik answer. He says like this. The night of Pesach, we're supposed to feel as if we were mamish there. We're supposed to start with the genus and then end with the shvach. So the halacha is when a ger first toivels, he can't make a bracha, asher kiddushonu mitzvos tzvonu al tefillah, because he's not a yid yet. So he first goes into the mikvah, and then when he comes out, he makes the bracha. We were zeicha to have a ger in yeshiva right now, so we were very into the different halachas. Well, and Baruch Hashem is stacking away in Eretz Yisrael right now. But that's the halacha, that a person first has to go in, and then he comes out, then he's a yid, so he can make a bracha, asher kiddushanu. But before that, he couldn't make a bracha. So when we start the night, we really start with the genus, which is mitchila hayu aviseinu oivde avodah zarah. That our forefathers, Terach, and all the way before that, they served avodah zarah. They weren't Yiddish, they weren't Jewish b'chlal. And memela, they had no chiv of making brachas. So we start off without saying any brachas because we're holding as if we're not Yidden yet. And then we go through the whole Geula, we go through Mitzrayim, and we get out, and then we're Zeiche to become part of the Am HaNivchar, and by the end of the whole of Magid, so we say a bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim and everything we went through, and that's really the bracha, but it's a bracha at the end because we couldn't make a bracha before we went into the mikvah. I thought that was a beautiful teretz from the Chassam Sofer. Okay, we are. I just wanted to point out one thing. We started about the Halach Ma'anya yesterday, but just one other point about the Halach Ma'anya. It's a little bit interesting that we're inviting Aniyim specifically to our Seder. When it comes to every other Yontif, there's also a Chiyav to help out the poor people. So why when it comes to the Seder, we specifically get up and we have a special Lashon to invite them? On Pesach, on Sukkot, or Shavuos, or Rosh Hashanah, we don't have such a lashon that we specifically invite the poor people. And what's the end of the line? We say Lashana Hashta Hacha, Lashana Baba Arad Yisrael. Why are we talking about the Geula right now? At the end of the Haggadah, we say Lashana Baba Yerushalayim. But what's the mention of Geula right now? So I saw brought down from the Shevin HaMusar, he says that we just picked up the matzah and we said this is the poor man's bread. So if we're really feeling this is poor man's bread and this is what we're going through, okay? So then once you're poor, you understand other poor people. And if you're understanding other poor people and you're going through their pain, Mamela, you're going to want to invite them and help them out. So specifically tonight that we feel at the beginning like we're poor people, so we're reaching out to the others more than any other night. And the Chidah says, and in that schus we know that siyam b'mishpati padeh b'shaveh b'tzedakah, that the geula is dafka going to come through doing maisim of chesed and tzedakah. So once we're doing that, we're reaching out to the aniyim, b'melo we know that the geula is going to come, and that's why we say dafka over here, hashtahacha l'shana haba ba'ara the Yisrael. Okay, we're going to do a drop more on the Manistana, and I invited my kids. They're going to start. They're going to start with the first line. Manistana. Good job, Huda. Okay. Maybe we'll have them back to sing something else tomorrow, but the question is, what are these questions? Why are we specifically choosing to ask matzah, maror? Hold on. Okay, why are we dafka asking matzah, maror, leaning, and dipping? There's a lot of funny things that we do tonight. So why is it dafka these things? So the Divrei Ma'ariv says, he says that we're really asking an apparent contradiction, that tonight it seems that we're celebrating Cheiros. We're doing things that represent, you know, we're leaning, we're dipping. Even the matzah has symbols of Cheiros. At the same time, we have Maror. Maror seems to be something very difficult, something bitter. And if you take out your calendars, you should notice that the night of Pesach always falls out the same night as Tisha B'Av. And on a deeper level, we're celebrating Geula, but we're still in Galus. So what is this night? This night is a celebration of Geula, but at the same time, we're in Galus, and it seems we're also commemorating Galus. So that's what the child is asking through these different questions, the matzah, the maror, the leaning, the dipping, what is tonight? And what do we answer? We answer him, Avadim Hayinu. And we say that we were slaves in Mitzrayim, V'yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu, and Hashem took us out. And if Hashem didn't take us out, so we would still be V'ilu lo'yhoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Harei Anu, Avaneinu, Avanei Vaneinu. We would all be stuck in Mitzrayim. What's pshat? So on the Pashup Pshat, tomorrow we'll talk about this more, but on the Pashup Pshat, Klal Yisrael holding by the lowest 49th level of Tumah, and had Hashem not taken us out at that point, we would still be there. Not maybe physically, but spiritually, we would have just been so low that we would have never been able to get anywhere in our Avodas Hashem. So Mamela, we're saying that tonight HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. He did take us out, but at the same time, because he had to take us out early, 210 years and not 400 years, so we have to go into other galuses in order to make up that time. And that's why it is a celebration of Geula, and it's a celebration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us by really taking us out early. But at the same time, we realize this is not the final Geula. We're still going to have to go through others, specifically because he took us out early. Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue tomorrow with more Tirutzim, and we'll move on. It was a pleasure seeing everyone, and stay safe, stay healthy, and Chag Kosher. Thank you for joining us. Kol Tov.